UKGC fines progress play £1 million for regulatory failures. The UK Gambling Commission has imposed a £1 million fine on online gambling operator Progress Play Limited for multiple anti-money laundering, AML, and social responsibility breaches, marking the second such enforcement action against the company in recent years. The Cyprus-based white label provider, which operates 134 websites, including Asedbet.com and PlayMagical.com, under licenses in Great Britain, Ireland, and Malta, was found to have failed to conduct proper risk assessments and implement controls to prevent money laundering and terrorist financing between August 2021 and August 2024. In detailing the AML shortcomings, the regulator highlighted ProgressPlay's inadequate risk assessment, which did not fully address business-specific risks or adopt a sufficiently risk-based approach. The company also fell short in scrutinizing customer transactions, including verifying sources of funds to align with known customer profiles and business activities. These lapses violated key license conditions, including paragraphs 1, 2, and 3 of Condition 12.1.1 on AML and Condition 12.1.2 for operators in foreign jurisdictions. On the social responsibility front, Progress Play lacked robust systems for monitoring new account activity, potentially delaying the detection of gambling harm and timely interventions. Its customer interaction policies were also deemed insufficient in evaluating harm risks and the effectiveness of actions taken. The UKGC noted that these gaps may compromise efforts to detect and mitigate gambling harm at an early stage, which is a critical expectation under the license conditions and codes of practice. In addition to the monetary penalty, Progress Play was also given a formal warning and ordered to undergo an independent audit to verify improvements in AML and social responsibility frameworks. This incident mirrors a case in May 2022, when Progress Play was fined £175,718, alongside another company, for similar breaches. Quote, failure to meet AML obligations, along with the gaps identified in its social responsibility processes, are unacceptable. Gambling businesses must have robust policies and procedures in place to protect consumers. They must ensure appropriate anti-money laundering controls are maintained. These measures must be actively implemented and regularly tested to confirm their effectiveness. Operators should be in no doubt. Repeated regulatory breaches will result in increasingly severe enforcement action. John Pierce, Director of Enforcement and Intelligence, Gambling Commission. Progress Play's response and reforms. Progress Play accepted the penalty, attributing the violations to historical issues and highlighting the changes implemented to prevent similar occurrences in the future. The company now employs a dedicated responsible gambling and AML team with round-the-clock monitoring, backed by an independent oversight group. It also mandates comprehensive staff training through its Progress Learn Academy. Quote, rather than simply remediating past findings, we've invested £1.5 million in player protection technology and better AML handling. This transformation goes far beyond compliance, it's fundamentally changed how we understand and serve our customers. Our philosophy has always been that regulatory challenges present opportunities to raise the bar. Itai Lowenstein, CEO of Progress Play. Industry-wide implications. This case highlights the UK gambling industry's growing regulatory pressures, as the Commission intensifies its oversight to drive safer gambling practices and prevent financial crimes. The millions in fines levied against operators in recent years sends a strong message that repeat offenders will face stiffer penalties, driving industry-wide efforts to boost compliance. As Progress Play undergoes its required audit, the outcome could influence how other white label providers adapt their risk management strategies in response to growing regulatory demands.